I'm wondering if you have heard the one about the sheep that got lost. Does that sound familiar? You may be thinking to yourself, Father, we just heard about Christ walking into the room of the apostles and they didn't know if it was a ghost, and then he breathed on them, which don't do that. You can't do that. But he breathed on them. He breathed the Holy Spirit on them. Father, why are you talking about the parable of the lost sheep? Well, I'm not, actually. I'm talking about Shrek, the sheep. There hopefully is an image on your screen at this moment or soon of Shrek, the sheep. And I'm going to pull up my phone here. Don't worry. Is everyone okay if I use my phone? All six people who are here, everybody okay? Yeah, see, everyone's fine with me using my phone today. That's the good news about being able to celebrate Mass with a limited number of people. Here's the story of Shrek, the sheep. This is Shrek, the sheep. He became famous several years ago when he was found after hiding out in caves for 6 years. Of course, during this time, his fleece grew without anyone there to shorn it. Apparently, that's the past tense of shave. Who knew? Anyway, when he was finally found and shaved, his fleece weighed an amazing 60 pounds. Most sheep have a fleece weighing just under 10 pounds, with the exception usually reaching 15 pounds at the max. At the end of 6 years, Shrek carried around six times the regular weight of his fleece simply because he was away from his shepherd. The story goes on to relate how it actually does connect to the story of the lost sheep and the shepherd who goes after looking for the lost sheep, of course. And I think the analogy is great. But there also is, and maybe you're looking now at the picture of Shrek having been shorn, and several people have already said, Father, it looks like Shrek is dead. Shrek isn't dead. Shrek is fine. Shrek is just fine. Well, this happened 6 years ago. Or more. So, Shrek, I don't know how long sheep live. Anyway, Shrek was okay after the shorning, or however. He was pulled from that. I think many of us, especially cooped up in our homes, could begin to imagine what it might be like to be isolated for 6 years. For some, it probably has felt like 6 years already. And the longer this goes on, the more of you will start looking like Shrek the sheep without your barbers and your hairdressers. Me, I'm just fine. I can do mine myself. But the longer we stay isolated, social distancing and all, the more we may wind up looking like Shrek and perhaps even feeling like Shrek. Perhaps feeling like a sheep who has put on six times the average weight of its fleece. Now, one could look at that picture of Shrek after being shorn and say, it looks like that's something maybe disgusting to do. And he probably smelled quite a bit after being away for 6 years, and it probably was a little painful, at least to a degree. He had not been used to being shaved like that. He had been away for so long. It must have been painful or even disgusting and unpleasant, at least. And I think that that's where Thomas was. We aren't actually told that he put his hand into the side of Christ. We are not told that he put his finger into the nail marks, but he was invited to do so. He was invited to enter into those wounds. Something that is kind of disgusting, if you think about it, putting your finger in somebody's wound, and painful, especially for Christ, putting your hand into someone's side, your finger into the nail marks on his hands. This is something that, on the surface, we wouldn't want to go through. But he's inviting us anyway. We don't know for sure if Thomas did, so it's not that we are called to do so physically, but spiritually, to reach into Christ himself, to put our hand into his side, our fingers into the nail marks, to actually feel the wounds, to feel what he felt for just a moment, that pain, that suffering, what he went through for us, and to know as we do that, that he has felt pain. He has felt pain like you and I. We've been cooped up for quite some time. And Christ wants to enter into that woundedness. Ever since this began, I've been quite anxious about those who are alone, those who have no one with them, those who were already lonely before all of this began. How heavy it must feel to be separated. It probably feels like Shrek. Christ wants to enter into that wound the same way that Christ invited Thomas, called Didymus, into his woundedness. He wants to feel that, to experience it, and then to take it from you, to relieve you of that burden, to lighten the load, to help carry it the way Simon of Cyrene helped to carry Christ's cross. It's not a pleasant experience for a sheep to have 60 pounds of wool removed from it. It's not pleasant at all. It's a wound of sorts. And yet, Christ desires to do that for us. Imagine, just for a moment, what it was like for Shrek. Once he had those 60 pounds removed, once he was reunited with his brothers and his sisters, free of that burden and isolation, knowing that someone loved him enough to go into that mess of 60 pounds of wool and free him from that. Imagine what that must have felt like for that sheep. That is what awaits us, both in this life and in the next. We will be free. We probably won't ever return to the normal that we knew. In many ways, I hope we don't. I don't think we were necessarily on the right path. But when we do return to at least being able to be in communion with one another, we'll feel, in some ways, what Shrek felt like. And hopefully we know that Christ has been there in our woundedness and in our brokenness the entire time. Because he too has felt pain and suffering, isolation and loneliness through the divine mercy of God. For this is Divine Mercy Sunday. That is the mercy of God to enter into our experience, to take on flesh, to walk with us. Pope Francis, in a book he wrote about confession and listening to confessions, proclaimed that God's name is mercy. Let us take that and hold it. Maybe use that to bandage our wounds. God's name is mercy. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.